Paulie's not happy.
Did you announce choir practice?
Yes, choir practice. I announced that, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Bob. Enjoying it?
No.
Trust and obey.
There's no other way.
Two hardest things to do, it seems like sometimes, isn't it?
Yes.
The song says, but there's no other way.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 3. Sunday school, I had a really long Sunday school lesson that I didn't finish. I have a really long message. But I might finish it. The Lord would give me liberty. I really do want to finish it this morning, but if not, then we'll see where the Lord leads. If you can stand to your feet. Daniel chapter 3. Familiar passage of Scripture. We've all heard this story probably at least once in our lifetime. But the three Hebrew children. Hebrews chapter 3, we're going to start in verse number 26. Down to the end of the verse or chapter.
Daniel,
what did I say?
Hebrews.
We're talking about the Hebrew boys. Daniel chapter 3. Sorry. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God.
Amen.
Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the providence of Babylon. Let's pray. Father, God, I need you. Lord, I'm nervous. Lord, and I just pray that your words would be spoken. Father, we need to hear from you. Father, this day and age we're living in, Lord, it's getting tougher. Lord, it may be getting harder. Lord, but we have you. We should fear nothing, Lord, but just to look upon you. Father, I pray, dear God, that our hearts would be in unity this morning. I'm praying, dear God, that you would edify the Christian. Father, I'm praying this morning that if there's a lost soul here, that you give them that understanding of your Son, Jesus, that was so willing to come to die, to shed his precious blood, to give them hope of eternal life. I'm so thankful for heaven, Lord. We do pray that we would hear from it now, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The title of this message this morning, Be Ready for the Fire. Say, man, Brother Paul, that's an odd title for a message, Be Ready for the Fire. But as we all know in this blessed book, things happen to godly people,
amen.
Right?
Yep.
Most of us know this story, do we not?
Yep.
Now here we have people in Babylon, but not from Babylon. Babylon was a wicked place, wasn't it?
Amen.
Sure was. People that were in Babylon, not from Babylon, who did not want to be in Babylon. That's a sobering thought, isn't it not? As I was thinking about that, they didn't want to go to Babylon. They were just came, the Babylonians came and they snatched these kids out.
Yeah.
Out of where? Out of their Christian's home, out of the Christian home, let's say. But you know the providence of God. Listen, the providence of God will put you in places where you don't want to be sometimes.
Amen.
Isn't that the truth? Amen. Amen. It is the truth. Sometimes God will put you where you don't want to be. But God knows you better than you know you.
That's right.
He put you in that situation because that's where you need to be at that time.
Amen.
And for whatever reason, the only thing that I could think when God puts me in the situation that I need to praise God in this situation no matter what.
Help us, Lord.
It may be hard, but guess what? It's the fact.
Amen.
God knows you better than you know yourself. You know, this was a humongous, this wasn't just a little change for these, there was a lot of Hebrew boys that were brought up out of Israel that brought into Babylon. Not just these three, but a lot. So it wasn't just a little change, right? These men were brought out of their Christian homes, let's say, and brought into a wicked, listen, this was a wicked place to be. There was no temple to go worship at, right?
Amen.
There was no songs like the songs we just sang. You hear me this morning? This was a hard message for me to get together. I must have paced my house about 1,000 times yesterday, just trying to come up with the words to say, to try to come up with a delivery that comes across in a good way. And then God gives me a title, Be Ready for the Fire.
Amen.
Be ready for the fire. Why? Because you're going to go through one. Their culture was completely changed around Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and David. Their culture was completely flipped around. They went from praising God to, you better not praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's the what? Remember I said the providence of God? So why, before they were in Babylon, listen, they were loving and praising God, right? And then they ended up in Babylon. Can we love and praise God, but still be in Babylon? We live in this world, don't we? Can we not love and still praise God?
Amen.
Amen, we can. You do wrong, or you do right long enough, and guess what? You're going to go. You're going to go through a fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. These three Hebrew boys went in the fire for not doing wrong, but for what? For doing right. So does it pay to do right? In your mind, you may be like, nah, no, it doesn't. You read about these Hebrew boys, they got thrown in the fire. But you got to read the rest of the story as we just read.
Amen.
Some of us may be sitting here and we know we're in church, amen? We know that it's the place to be on a Wednesday, Sunday, whenever the doors are open, we're in church.
Amen.
We know that. We know that when we get up in the morning or before we go to bed, we get on our knees, amen, and we pray to God. And or we open up our Bibles and read our Bibles, right? We know these are the good things that us Christians ought to be doing. Knowing that this book has all the answers to life, but we're fixing to be in a fire. But we're doing right, God. Why do I got to go through a fire? For Him.
Amen.
For the glory of God. This book has all the answers to life.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you're a parent here and you got, and you're living for God. But you got some wayward kids. That's a fire.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. About a spouse? Either one of you are trying to serve God and the other is not? Amen?
Amen.
That's a fire of life. The fire will come. Although the fire is going to come, can I tell you this? That I'm very glad that I have a God, listen, that is bigger than the fire.
Amen.
That is stronger than the fire.
Amen.
That is smarter than the fire.
Amen.
So no matter where God leads, guess what? I will follow.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't want to follow that direction. So God, by His providence, has to put us in that situation. Why? To show His glory.
Amen.
Not your own. Family, how can I say this? When you're, how do I say this? Listen, when you're going to go through a fire, either you're coming out of a fire, you're going to a fire, right? How that analogy goes. When you do right, don't give up. You hear me? Don't give up. Don't give in. We all know this. Don't give out. Right? Don't back up.
Amen.
Don't put up. Don't shut up.
Amen.
Stand for God.
Amen.
These three Hebrew boys gave us an example how we need to be in this everyday Christian life, especially in this day and age we're living in. I don't know if you watch the news and see what's going on in the world around us. Look it, there's going to be fire coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when that fire comes, guess what? I hope you're ready.
Amen.
You want to know why these three Hebrew boys went into fire? They were ready. They were ready.
Amen.
They were ready to go into fire. Mm. Listen, when we're in the fire, look it, it's... I know it's a time to, okay, God, you got us our attention, but how much better if you are ready now and you're prepared before you get in the fire, you're going, God's got this. No worries.
That's true.
These three Hebrew boys lived that.
Amen.
Don't back up, don't put up, don't shut up. Stand for God.
Amen.
So what will it take to be ready for the fire? What is it going to take? Can I share a couple of things with you? What it's going to take to be ready for the fire? You and us, we need to be different. Daniel chapter 3. You're like, what do we need? What do you mean that we need to be different? We need to be different in every aspect of our lives. We need to look different. We need to act different. We need to talk different. We need to smell different. We need to walk. I already said walk different, right? Well, we need to walk different. Listen, they weren't different before they went in the fire. They were different in Daniel chapter 1. Because in Daniel chapter 1, if you read your Bible, the king says, look, you're going to eat and drink what I have for you. Daniel purposed in his heart, and so did these three boys, and they said, look, if we're not going to defile of our... I just fit. We're not going to defile ourselves with the king's meat or the king's drink. Were they not? Just covering up. So were they not different?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the world may look at you as a little weird.
Amen.
And we're all a little weird in some kind of way, but I'm not talking about that kind of weird. I'm talking about different.
Amen.
When the world looks upon you and says, there's something different about that person right there. Why doesn't he say those kind of jokes? Why doesn't he even listen to those kind of jokes? Why doesn't he talk the way we do? These three Hebrew boys were different in every aspect of their lives. Listen, in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, and 3, verse number 1, it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was three score cubits, and the breadth of it, or the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the providence of Babylon. Here Nebuchadnezzar sets up this big golden image, right? And he made a proclamation. Look at when you hear the sound of the trumpet, the cornet, when you hear the music, everybody bows. What about these three Hebrew boys? I don't think they bowed. Is that different?
Yeah.
So when you are different, guess what? You are going to stand out. These boys stood out because the Bible tells us that all of them bowed besides these three. So they stood out. They were different. Verse number 5 of Daniel chapter 3. And at that time, you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psalteries, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down, nor worship, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now they could have very easily bowed down, could they not? They could have very easily said, okay, we're going to do it. But they didn't. Why didn't they? They weren't worried about, they could have done it to avoid persecution. Because guess what? They were just told, look, if you don't bow, guess what's going to happen? Listen, somebody may come up to you and say, look, you better stop talking about Jesus or you're going to lose your job. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when that situation comes? Are you going to back up, put up, shut up? I hope and pray not.
Amen.
Who wants to be burned in a fire? Does that sound pretty inviting to you and to me? No. It doesn't sound good. It's hot. Look, they could have succumbed to the persecution that was going to be following, but they were different. How about also all those Hebrew boys that were there, just not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, young people, your peers, you think that these three Hebrew boys were not looking amongst their peers and saying, I just wonder.
Come on.
They're all doing it.
Come on.
Listen to me, young kids. I will bow in my physical form, but in my heart I won't. It doesn't work that way.
That's right.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Because if you're going to bow, you're going to bow.
Amen.
Be different. Stand out. Stand out from the world. Don't be afraid what the world can do to you.
Amen.
They could say, well, everybody else is doing it. What's it going to hurt? Right? It's the way this world, this day and age, everybody's drinking. Everybody's smoking. Everybody's living together. You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
We don't have to be married to live together. We can just live together. It's called fornication.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Amen.
Be different. Be different in what ways? To be separated. Separated from what? From this world you live in. You know, God wants us so much, listen, to be separated from this world, that there is no doubt when somebody looks upon you, they go, wow. But you know they're not looking at you when that happens. They're looking at God when that happens. They're looking at Christ when that happens. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I pray that I'm making sense. Like I said, I paced the house for hours and I have all these things in my mind. I don't know how to get on paper. When I get it on paper, when I read it, I go, that doesn't sound right, Paul. You throw it away. So I throw it away and I start all over again. And you know what's funny? I end up writing the same thing again that I wrote the time before. It's like, man, can't you just say it a different way? No, I don't know any other way. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse number 17 it says, wherefore, come out from among them and be what?
Separate.
Be separate. These three Hebrew boys were separate from their peers, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
So if you want this, verse 18, you got to be 17. You got to be separate. Matthew chapter 5. I went way too far. Matthew chapter 5. How are we to be different? To be separate from this world? Verse 13 in Matthew chapter 5, it says, this is all familiar verses. You remember the title of the message, Be Ready for the Fire?
Yep.
This is how we get ready for the fire. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Sounds familiar what happened in Daniel chapter 3, doesn't it not? I think it does. Be different to take a stand. Be different, be different to be separated. Be different to take a stand. When everyone else bows, don't bow. Take a stand. These three Hebrew boys, they took a stand. Just because millions of people every day bow doesn't mean you have to.
Amen.
Listen, your best Christian friend may bow. It may happen.
Amen.
He may bow or she may bow. But that doesn't mean you have to bow.
Amen.
You have a God that loves you, that is stronger, that is smarter,
amen,
that is wiser.
Amen.
You don't have to bow.
Right.
Bow to what, Brother Paul? Whatever you're bowing to.
Right.
Whatever you're bowing to. It doesn't have to be this big golden image.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15. Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The Bible tells us, take a stand. Can you take a stand today against wickedness? What else can we do to be ready for the fire? Really encouraging message, isn't it? Because I said before, either you're in a fire, or you're coming out of the fire, or you're getting ready to go in the fire. Any one of those can be used. These can be used for when you get ready to go back in. Because I said before, if you're doing right, at some time you're gonna see the fire. And it's better to go in ready. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So I said, we need to be different. How about we need to be determined? Go back to Daniel chapter 3. Not only do we need to be different, we need to be determined. We need to be determined. Listen. Let's read Daniel 3 and verse number 9. Daniel 3 verse number 9. And they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Verse number 12, let's look at that. are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men were just named, right? To the king, look at the men that you put in charge, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Listen, people are going to try to accuse you. These men came to the king and said, King Nebuchadnezzar, the men that you put in charge, look, they're not listening to you. Remember what you said, that when they hear the music, you should bow? They're not doing it. Listen, this world is looking at you. They know who you are, and they're going to try to accuse you. They're going to try to put false accusation, that word against you. I'm from Geneva. Sorry. My wife's over there. Yeah, he sure is. Try living with the guy. He never makes any sense. But be determined in spite of what somebody's going to say about you.
Amen.
Whether it be true or false.
Right.
Because in this instance, it was true. Those guys that are in charge, they're not doing what you said. And remember what you said, King, you were going to burn them. King goes, you're right. I am going to burn them. So what's the king do? He interrogates them. Doesn't he not?
Amen.
So be determined in spite of your false accusers. Be determined in spite of an interrogation. It may come to where you are standing before somebody and you are being interrogated. Listen to me. You are being interrogated of your faith. And you've got to have an answer. King Nebuchadnezzar came to these men. In verse number 14, or the men came to him. Let's read verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they brought these men before the king. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, what are those words? Is it true? Huh? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods? Nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Or is he not trying to intimidate or interrogate these guys right here? That was my next point anyways. He was trying to interrogate these guys and saying, look, isn't it true that you're not worshiping my God? The things that I set up, you're not bowing down to them? Is this... He's interrogating them. He's in a rage. The Bible tells us in verse 13, in his rage and fury, he was upset. But you know the world is going to get upset at you when you're doing right.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at Mr. Goody Two Shoes over there. Oh, always coming to work on time. Going back to work after break on time, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Telling you, it's going to happen.
Amen.
You can put anything in there, but look at these boys were doing right. Nebuchadnezzar tries to interrogate them, and then he tries to intimidate them. So be determined, no matter what. Listen, even if you're being intimidated. King Nebuchadnezzar, in verse 15, let's read it. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psalteries, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And whose is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He's intimidating them. Saying, look, if you don't, he's pretty much telling them, look, boys, nobody's looking. These boys were in front of everybody. They were probably behind closed doors. And the king standing before them saying, hey, just go ahead. Bow down. Nobody's looking. Christian, nobody's looking. Go ahead. Nobody's looking. Go ahead, bow down. The devil's going to try to intimidate you.
Amen.
Go ahead. In spite of intimidation. So go ahead. But if not, look at, I'm going to throw you in a fire. Does that sound about right? You do what I say or else. Somebody comes to you and tells you to do wrong. Listen. Don't do wrong. Do right.
Amen.
Amen.
Do right all the time.
Amen.
But I like verse 16. It's 12 o'clock. We're okay. Correct?
Yeah. Amen.
Only got one more page. Verse 16, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter, saying, look it, we're going to answer you, Nebuchadnezzar. And this brings me to my next point. It's how to be ready. It's to, the last point was to be determined. This point is to be delivered. Verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve, what are those next two words?
Able.
Is what?
Able.
He's able. Is God not able to deliver you out of whatever fire you're going in or what you are in? These three Hebrew boys knew their God. Listen, in chapter 1, it would not bow in chapter 1 or do what the king wanted to in chapter 1. So why would they do this in chapter 3? Because they knew their God. He knew, they knew that he would deliver them.
Amen.
To deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And what? What's that say?
And he will.
He is able and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. So if you're going to be ready for the fire, you need to be delivered.
Amen.
That doesn't make sense, Paul. To be delivered, delivered to what? To be delivered to the flames. Because these boys were going to the flames. They were going to the fire. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 18. But if not, all of us might have been like, yeah, verse 17, that's a good verse. But verse 18, it says, but if not. But if not what?
If
God, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve
Amen.
Thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. These boys in verse 17 saying, our God is able, he will, but if not, we're still not going to bow.
Amen.
I read those two verses yesterday and I began to weep. Because it made me think about a time in my life when I was looking at some time in prison. And I made a decision. God, if I go, God, I'm still going to serve you.
Amen.
You got to make that decision. No matter where you're going to go through a fire, God, I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to stand. I prayed that morning before I had to go to court. God, I don't want to go, but if I got it, I got it. I did wrong. Mm-hmm. See, now I was getting what I would deserve. Mm-hmm. But if I got to go, I will still serve you. Amen. God saw it fit that He did not send me. Amen. Why? I don't know why. But these boys said, but if not, we're not going to bow. We're going to stand 100 out of 100 times, no matter how many times that music is played, no matter how many times that image comes, I'm going to stand for my God. No matter how many times you tell me to shut my mouth and to tell me to keep quiet about talking about my Jesus, I'm not going to. I'm going to stand and keep talking about Jesus. To get ready for the fire, you need to be delivered. You need to be delivered to the fire. Paul, that sounds weird. I know. I know it sounds weird. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. And the form of his visage, that's his countenance, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. They were going to the fire, folks. Mm-hmm. Right? Were they ready for the fire?
Yes.
Yeah, they were ready for the fire. Why? Because they were determined. They were determined that nothing's going to make them bow. They were going to stand. They knew they were different. Amen? I wrote this down. Just because you are saved and living for Jesus doesn't mean you'll be free from troubles. You know, that's just the contrary. You know that? It's quiet in here this morning, but I want you to think.
I love you.
Just because you're saved, I love you too, Linda. What about the Apostle Paul? Mm-hmm. Boy, he had everything going for him. He got saved, and then what happened? Come on, what happened? This guy went through so much after he got saved. You read 2 Corinthians, what, he was shipwrecked how many times? He was beaten how many times? Guess what, they told him to shut his mouth, and what did he say? Look at, not going to shut up, I'm going to keep preaching for Jesus. I'm going to keep serving for Jesus. I'm going to keep going to church for Jesus. I'm going to keep reading my Bible for Jesus. Nothing's going to stop me from loving Jesus. What about John the Baptist? John the Baptist told the truth, and what did it get him? His head chopped off. Amen? What about Jesus himself? What about Jesus himself? Just because you're a born-again, Bible-believing Christian doesn't mean you're going to have no troubles. You're going to be delivered to the fire. And I really like this. You're going to be delivered in the fire. Brother Paul, what do you mean? Why weren't these men? God could have delivered them before the fire, right? Because God could deliver all of us before any trial or tribulation, right? But in the midst of your trial, tribulation, your fire, and these men's fire, who got the glory out of all of this? God Almighty gets the glory. Amen. Because in the fire, guess what? Nebuchadnezzar saw something. Man. Let's look at verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He was amazed, right? And rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto him, King, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Amen.
How did Nebuchadnezzar know that four was the Son of God? He'd never seen Jesus before. Lived in Babylon. Hear me out. He didn't know. But what he did know was the testimony of those three boys that were in there. Listen, when you walk and you talk and you act like a Christian, they don't see you or me. Listen, they should be saying, that is the Son of God. That is Christ. Because that's who we try to bring somebody to, right? Yeah. Not to ourselves, but to Christ. Nebuchadnezzar saw that. God is delivering these boys while they were in the fire. But he's also doing something for Nebuchadnezzar. Because if you read down in the latter part of the chapter, in verse 29, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar realized who the real God was.
Amen.
And is.
Amen.
Look, it might be easier to back up. It might be easier to just bow, right? It might be easier just to shut up, put up. It might just be easier. It might be, right? But with Christ, you'll be able to stand the wiles of the devil. And just maybe, because the world is looking at us, I didn't get into it too much, but the world is looking, was looking at these three boys to see what they were going to do. But through that, somebody saw Christ.
Amen.
Can somebody see Christ in your life? I pray that they do. I pray that they see Christ in my life. Because that's who I want to give honor and glory to.
Amen.
Who do you want to give honor and glory to? Are you ready for the fire? Are you prepared? You got three things now to be prepared for. Be what?
Different.
Be different. Be determined. And be delivered. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for being such a good God. I thank you, Lord, so much that we do not have to live this Christian life without you. But so many times, dear God, that we forget. We forget, dear God, that you are in the midst of the fire. Lord, as I remember, these three boys came out of the fire. Where were you? You were still there. Father, I thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Father, and I pray, dear God, that if there's somebody here that is going through some kind of fire or some in their life, that they would just trust you in it. Lord, I thank you, Lord, so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I have an invitation. If you need to come forward, feel free to come forward. The altar's open. Listen, Christian, if you know somebody that is get ready to go into the fire, and they're alone, lock up with them. Lock up with them and go through it with them. They're your brother or sister in Christ. And if you know somebody in the midst of a fire, pray for them.